Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. This past weekend, Senator Patrick Leahy led a special congressional delegation to Cuba. It's part of an effort to normalize relations between the two countries, relations that were severed in 1961 when Fidel Castro came to power. Senator Leahy joins us now to talk about his weekend visit and the overall plan to restore full diplomatic relations between the United States and Cuba. Senator Leahy, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
So, Senator, this was the first congressional delegation visit since President Obama last month announced his intentions of ending the current restrictions between the United States and Cuba. What was the basic goal of this trip?
We want to go down and talk to so many of the key players. Obviously, the foreign minister, spent hours with him. But people like Cardinal Ortega, and we talked about the things that have now become public, but we were doing secret meetings back and forth in New York, in Canada. Cardinal Ortega helped arrange letters to the Pope. The Pope talked to President Obama and sent letters back to President Obama and President Castro. Via the cardinal, he delivered them to the presidents. I mean, in a way, we could sit back and just relax and talk about what happened. At the time it was happening, it was all very tense because we did not know what the final result would be.
I think a lot of people would be very surprised to hear about these secret meetings. At what point in the whole process did you realize, hey, this actually might happen?
There were all these different obstacles from the people we were, Cubans we had in prison, to one of our spies they had in prison. And it seemed almost insurmountable. And I said, well, why try to solve every one of them? Let's see if we can begin normalization. The rest will fall in line. I met a couple different times with Raul Castro. I found him a lot sounding anyway, a lot more flexible than his brother Fidel Castro did when I met with him. And it suddenly all started coming together. I think the Pope was very helpful. Raul Castro said something very interesting to me just before the last presidential election. He said, do you think President Obama will be reelected? I said, yes, I do. He said, well, I hope so, because maybe we can work something with him. He seems like a good man. I hope he is reelected. But he said, I'll be sure not to say that publicly, because then he'd never be reelected. And I'm not so sure. I think the American public, certainly the emails I'm getting, the calls I'm getting in my office, are overwhelmingly in favor of improving our relations with Cuba.
Well, Senator, it's been over 50 years since the United States and Cuba broke off diplomatic relations. Why do you think it's taken so long to get to this space?
I don't think anybody had the courage to actually step forward. It's a lot easier to say no than to say yes. We've had people who are we might upset a voting bloc in Florida, the number of other things. It's easier to say no. Anti-communist feeling in this country, why would you do something with the communists? I mean, just like it actually took a lot of bravery for Richard Nixon to go to China. Some thought it was the third rail of American politics, if you which you want. Get elected or to do the right thing with Cuba. Well, I found that I could be helpful in this because in Vermont, we did not have an electorate that was strongly one way or the other. And I think I'd built enough of a reputation in Vermont that people knew I would try to do the right thing, as I have with the ban on landmines and other issues. And we also had a president who early on made up his mind, I want to reopen relations with Cuba. Now, as soon as President Obama announces, he started getting a very positive reaction from Central America and Latin America that before they kind of look at the United States, they considered us more of a out-of-step bully. Now, we had our reasons. Cuba had their reasons. But nobody could see a reason for us to keep the way we're going, certainly not in this century.
Well, Senator, as you're aware, there are some people around the United States, certainly members of Congress, who don't support this effort at all. They say it's a huge mistake to restore diplomatic relations with a country that confiscated private property, that eliminated their political enemies, imposed a communist dictatorship. How do you respond to those folks?
Well, I think the same arguments were made to President Nixon when he wanted to reopen relations with China. It was the same things when President George H.W. Bush and others wanted to renew relations with Vietnam. And I can give a whole lot of other countries. We fought a war with Germany and Japan. The Vichy France. But obviously, we went ahead with restored relations with them. I'm in no way excusing some of the excesses of the Castro regime any more than I excuse the excesses of the Batista regime before them. But the fact is, we have to look at what makes sense for the United States. And it makes no sense for the most powerful, wealthiest nation on earth to act as though we are threatened by a small island nation like Cuba. We're not. I think we look foolish in the eyes of the rest of the world. I realize there are some who, in this country, who will think they have political gain by saying it's terrible we renew these relations, others because they truly feel that way. But they have the right to their opinion.
So what do you think are some of the key issues that still need to be resolved before the United States opens an embassy in Cuba and Cuban diplomats come to the United States?
Well, we have an interest section there now and have had for years. They have one here in Washington, D.C. I think one of the first things I'd do is make it easier for them to travel around our country and for us, for our diplomats to travel around their country without having to get permission everywhere they go. That's why I met with their foreign minister in New York City, because he could go to the UN. It would take all kinds of things for him to come to Washington. Now, that's one thing that should be done. I would work as quickly as we can to restore regular air service between the United States and Cuba. There are a lot of companies who want to, who make it easier to have mail service if we do that. The thing that I would like as much as anything is if some of our internet companies and those could be allowed to operate. Now, this, I think, causes a lot of concern among the Cubans, and I'm sure they would love to control what people say on the internet and all. As a matter of fact, once that starts, they're not going to be able to control it. That's going to be the thing that's going to bring about democracy as much as anything. When people have a free exchange of ideas, and we already have some student exchange now, we should have a lot more.
Do you think there's potential to have additional agricultural exchange programs between Vermont and Cuba?
I think there is. You know, we did this once before with the Holstein Friesian Society did it and getting Holsteins down there. I think Cuba's got, can be a double-edged sword. They've got to do more to develop what could be some potential agriculture steps in Cuba. They do not do anywhere near enough now. But in the meantime, there are things we can export. One example that's given to us is powdered milk. Most of the milk they get there is reconstituted. It's sent there as powdered milk, and then they add the water. But they get it from New Zealand. Vermont's a lot closer to New Zealand. We could certainly be sending dairy products. They have a shortage of cheese. Cheeses there, I don't let me tell you, some of the best cheeses in the world are made in Vermont. And I'm sure that they would love to have the chance to export to you.
Senator Patrick Leahy is just back from a special congressional delegation visit to Cuba. Senator, many thanks for being on the program today. We're going to follow this story with great interest.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you back in Vermont.